Perikya Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Shnei Zizin Ze Agam Ze. We have these two protrusions from a wall, this very short overhang. One is on top of another. So they're staggered, they're leveled, one, and then another one just on top of it. V'yesh behem peseach tefach, and each one is a tefach wide. U'beinehem peseach tefach. And the upper one is a tefach higher than the lower one. So in short, we have two ohalim, in essence, which are separated by a tefach. Tuma tachtehem, if there's tuma underneath them, then we say tachtehem tamei. Under these two coverings, meaning under the bottom one, is going to be tamei, because as the tuma comes up to it, since it's a tefach, it has a status of an ohel, and the tuma does not go through it. So above the lower level is going to be tahar. Tachtehem. If the tumah is between the two zizin, between these two ohalim, then beinehem tami. Whatever is between the two ohalim, other kalim that share that space, will also be tami because the tumah is in that ohal and the ohal will spread the tumah. But underneath the bottom ohal, underneath the bottom ziz, or above the top ziz, will not be tami because the ohal will be mafsik. Al gabehem, if the tumah was on top of the top ziz, connect the adler rakia tame. The tuma will go straight up to the sky, but it would not go down. So between the two levels and beneath the bottom one will be tahar. Now we're changing the scenario, and we're saying that the upper ohel was two tefachim wide, whereas the bottom ohel was only one tefach wide. So it turns out when you put them both up against the wall, the upper ohel is extending a tefach further past the end of the bottom ohel. So, tuma tachteim, if there's tuma underneath the bottom one, which is only a tefach, oy beinehem. Or, if it is tuma between the bottom one and the top one, the halacha is tachteim ubeinehem tomei. Under both of them, the full span of the two tefachim. And any kelim which are between the bottom one and the top one are all going to be tamei. The reason is because since the higher one is extending past the top one, the bottom one, it will bring the tumah to everything that's underneath it. So therefore, even if the tumah perhaps is not under the bottom one, it's only under the top one, the tumah goes up, it's an ohel, the tumah now spreads down and covers all the area beneath it, including beneath the bottom one at this point. Al gabeim, if the tumah is on top of the upper ziz, then we'll say also, can I get adler rakia tamei? From the top one and upwards to the sky will be tamei, but anything below will be tahar. Hayah ha'elyon aydif al ha'tachtein toches mitefach. What if the top one was less than a tefach, wider than the bottom one? Tumah tachtein, if there's tumah underneath the bottom one, tachtein u'beneihem tamei, we'll say that beneath it and between the two are tamei for the same reason we discussed earlier, because they're both a tefach, and therefore the top one, which is larger, will spread the tefach underneath the entire space. Beinehem, if the tumah was between the two of them, oy tachas hamaisar, or if it was only under the extended, the extra part of the upper ohel. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, tachteim ubeneihem tamei. Rabbi Lezer says in this case, it'll be the same as we said earlier, that under the lower one and under the higher one, and in between the lower one and the higher one, is all going to be tamei, as we said earlier, because the tumah goes up to the extended area, and it spreads to over the non-extended area, to over the lower ziz, and of course below the lower ziz. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Beinehem v'tachas hamoysar tamei, if there's kalim between the two zizim, or if there's a kli under the extended area of the upper ziz, tamei, then it's going to be tamei v'tachtehen, but that which is under the bottom ziz is going to be tahar. The reason is because since that extended area is less than a tefach, it doesn't have the power of bringing tumah to underneath the lower ziz. And this is Rabbi Yehoshua Lishitase, who said in the last Mishnah that if tumah is underneath the ziz, the bias is tahar, because since it doesn't have a tefach, we can't consider it a chashuv enough area to spread the tumma back into the house. So to over here, that extra ziz cannot spread the tumma back to the area which is a paiseach tefach. Mishnah Vav. Yesh behem paiseach tefach, vein beinehem paiseach tefach. What if you have these two zizim? Each one is a tefach wide, but in between the two of them, you do not have a tefach. Then we say, tumah tachtehem, if there's tumah underneath the lower one, tachtehem tameh. Then underneath it will be tameh, because that area has a tefach ohel. It's a paseach tefach. Beinehem, ogal gabehem, if the tumah is between the two, or if the tumah is on top of the top one, kenegdai ad harakia tameh, then opposite the tumah straight up is tameh. And the reason is because tumah is by kas v'oila, and since there's no oil on top of the tumah, anything that is directly above the tumah will be tameh. However, other things that are sharing the same space underneath the upper ziz, if the tumah is between the two zizim, those kelim would not be tameh because the tumah is by kas v'oila, it does not have a status of an ohel, and therefore it cannot spread.